W. Wondrous world, wondrous we. We cannot be whole, we cannot be free, unless we delight in diversity. F. F is for feminist, for fairness in our pay, for freedom to flourish and choose our own way. O. Open minds operate best. Critical thinking over tests. D. Little d, democracy. More than voting, you'll agree. Dictators detest it. Donkeys don't get it. But you and me, we demand equality.
Dubfod goes hard.
Stare at him the whole time.
I gotta say, I'm loving it.
You're loving it?
I want to come in and be like, live from the Strange Label Studios, WFOD show is live.
You should.
Maybe with a little.
You should.
More,
you should do that, drunk. Put some stank on it, though. Yeah, put some passion on it.
Live from the Strange Label Studios, WFOD is live.
I think you're gonna get there.
Yeah, it might take some time, drunk. You got to work on it.
Yeah.
You think Don Pardo was perfect the first time he did Saturday Night Live?
No. And Travis, no, this is the place to workshop it.
It's WFOD.
You know what we're doing is we're learning as we go. Guys, this is a little thing that we call the Dubfod. It is Tuesday night. We are live. Travis is here. Hi, Travis.
Hello.
And Drunkard STL is here.
Hey, guy.
Hi, Drunk. Guys, my name is Mike. Thank you for joining us. Travis, see, I got a problem. We took a week off last week. There was a show, but we didn't do it then. And I feel like I'm losing my goddamn mind.
What happened?
Well, here's the thing.
Do tell, Mike.
Every time one of these stupid fucking things happens, I feel like I have an opinion that no one else has. Like, I always look at it different. And I feel like I'm on Crazy Island, and it's only a matter of time before they just come get me.
From Crazy Island?
Travis, did you see the Domino's Pizza dog?
No.
This was actually a local story, Drunk. I'm surprised you missed it. We'll start off slow. Travis, we'll start off with a lighthearted one. So,
okay, good. I like that.
I got a news story, and everyone in the world who saw this news story is on the people's side. But I'm not on the people's side, Travis.
You're on the dog's side.
Well, no, I mean, the dog's a dog. Okay, I'm going to play you the story. We're going to start off slow here, guys.
Now to a pizza debacle in St. Charles County. One family says the ordeal is costing them more than just their delivery order. It happened after Sherry Ford says her son ordered delivery from the Domino's on Pheasant Meadow Drive around 11:15 on Tuesday night.
Okay. 11:15 on Tuesday night.
At night, not afternoon.
Tuesday night, 11:15 at night.
So that means drunk or stoned.
Domino's Pizza. On Pheasant, whatever, drive, looked it up. They close at midnight. So they call at 11:15.
Brian didn't call because you can't call Domino's anymore.
What do you mean you can't call Domino's?
Have you tried?
No. What do they do?
It just rings.
Oh.
You either got a place in...
Online?
Yeah.
That's fine. Whatever.
Or an app.
Okay, well, let's keep going.
So the family says they waited hours and called.
What are you waiting hours for? You ordered 11:15 at night. You wait at least until midnight, and then they're closed.
Well, it depends on what the tracker says.
Okay, let's go.
Called the restaurant multiple times, eventually going to sleep without their pizza. Eventually, Sherry Ford says they checked their surveillance cameras to find that the delivery driver got the pizzas there around 11:45. But look at this. You can see the driver just left them on the hood of Sherry's daughter's new car. They say it sat there until 6:30 the next morning when a lucky dog sniffed the pizza out and dragged them off the top of the car, scratching up the car. Sherry Ford says that the damage is not light, but after multiple...
Dog fucks up the car because he left the pizzas on the hood of the car.
I would like to verify this if we could, but all of those pizza place websites now, you can check a box.
Right.
So it's contactless.
Yeah, it's contactless. I think that's just the thing.
Automatically checked.
You paid for it already.
Yeah, you have to uncheck it.
You have to uncheck the box.
I mean, like, obviously, this man, if he was owed money, would have knocked on the door to get his money. He was already paid.
Right.
That's why he did this.
Yeah, they paid online.
So, like, nobody thought to look outside? He was there in a half hour. These dum-dums. Yeah. Should he have put it on the car?
Again,
probably not.
Domino's has a tracker.
Yeah.
Check the tracker, you dum-dum.
You dum-dum. Yeah,
you obviously placed an order online, so keep that box open that tells you when your pizza was fucking delivered.
So these fucking people, they have it on all the goddamn news channels saying this dog fucked up the car. The guy shouldn't have put it on. And should he have put it on the cart? No, probably
not. No, of course not. But he's probably trying to keep it up off the ground.
So, you know.
So a dog didn't get it.
You know what? You know what probably happened? They saw the driver put it on the car. It was like, just wait till tomorrow. We're going to get them.
Right. You just wait till we can get them?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they have them on tape. He's dead to rights. This little bitty ass dog didn't do a lot of damage to this fucking car. He got the, you can't see the video, Travis.
Complaints and calls by News 4. They say Domino's is working to repair that damage. I guess the big question here, and maybe we'll never know the answer, why would the delivery driver just leave the pizzas on the hood? I mean,
yeah, why don't you quit editorializing, you prick? So this dog, he got it off the car pretty easy, Travis. He didn't fuck up the car. He might have put a couple scratches on the car, but they say
you scratch it up, you find yourself a reputable auto detailer guy who specializes in buffing out scratches. My brother owns a detail shop. He's a master at that shit. You get somebody, they buff the scratches out, cost you a few $100. Lesson learned.
Here's the thing, Travis.
Delivery.
You order a goddamn pizza at 11:15 at night, you're going to get a shitty pizza. You're going to get a shitty pizza. People are going to be in a hurry to get the fuck out of there.
Probably upside down.
You shouldn't expect much. It's too late.
And if you're that worried about your delivery,
minutes before the place closes for delivery,
you keep it open.
That you're looking for the guy.
If I place an order at 11:15 at night, first thing I do after I hit the thank you, your order has been submitted button, I open my fucking front door.
I'm so happy that you guys see my point of view here, because everybody replying to that was saying, oh, you shouldn't have put it on the car. Fuck that. You put it where you put it.
Maybe not, but pay attention. You're telling me they were calling to find out where their pizzas were, but never looked out the fucking window?
For hours, Travis. They called for hours.
And then just went to bed without their pizza. And then they're like, looked at the security footage the next day. Why? To see why the car was scratched up? Well, you shouldn't assume it was because of the pizza delivery that you thought didn't come.
30 minutes after you placed the order, which is... very quick for Domino's.
It's amazing for Domino's lately.
I hate those people, Travis. I hate them.
Oh, yeah. They're terrible.
I literally live within walking distance of Domino's, and it still takes at least 45.
Yeah. Last time I went to Domino's, I placed the order, showed up when they said it was ready. The tracker was all good. I waited in my car till it was. Walked in there. They said, oh, hold on a second. They were rushing around the kitchen, freaking out. A guy found a pizza. He opened it up and it was like upside down and all fucked up. And he's like, Jesus Christ, and throws it in the garbage. Starts walking around. I'm like, hey, my pizza's supposed to be done. And they're like, oh, it's not. I'm like, okay, how long is it going to be? Oh, we'll let you know if you want to wait in your car. So I wait in my car and I'm out there for like 20 minutes. I walk back in. I'm like, what is happening here? And they're like, what? And they're like, that pizza that you said you didn't have ready. And they're like, oh, what's your name? And then they look up on the top shelf and one of the pizzas and one of the garlic knots was there. They're like, here you go. I'm like, no, there's supposed to be two pizzas. And they're like, what? And then the guy who threw that pizza in the garbage a half hour earlier, he's like, oh, turns out that pizza I threw in the garbage was yours. We're going to have to make you another one.
I'd have been like, you're going to make me two new pizzas and a new garlic knot. And
yeah,
you're gonna,
it's like, this
and you're going to be a free 2 liter, son of a bitch. Yeah,
this is going to be terrible. It's been sitting here for an hour. They're unconcerned. Domino's is taking a shit lately. The pandemic has really fucked them up because they've made so many pizzas.
You think they're bad, Pizza Hut's worse.
Yeah.
Let's go up one spot, Travis. I'm just going to progress a little bit each time.
All right. That was the slow start.
Now we're gonna get a little bit heavier, Travis.
Are we moving on from pizza?
With your permission, Travis.
As long as we're moving on. If it's still in the same pizza genre, I'd like to know ahead
of time. If you're getting pizza shop local.
They're banning menthol cigarettes.
Well, maybe.
And all the articles state that they're doing this for the blacks.
By the way, am not black and I smoke menthol cigarettes.
Well, because they taste good, right?
Yeah, they taste better than the wood-flavored cigarettes.
If this was for health, they'd just ban cigarettes, right?
Correct. Yes.
So this is silly. It's silly nonsense is what it is.
Well, the fact that they mention the blacks particularly.
We gotta do it for the blacks, Travis.
Because I get...
They can't be trusted with themselves. You leave them alone, they're just going to smoke because of that sweet menthol flavor.
Yeah, you can do studies and ensure if you pull a random selection of black people, a good majority probably do smoke menthols. But why mention that? If you're just trying to make people healthy...
So
Yeah, ban cigarettes. Just do it. Fuck it.
But now you're just banning the cigarettes that the black people like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's black people. If the majority of black people enjoy menthol cigarettes rather than regular cigarettes, you're essentially saying, okay, most white people don't smoke menthol, which I don't think is true. But we're going to take the black people's cigarettes
away. Yeah, the ones that the black people like, Trevor. So you take them away. Like
these cigarettes. We're taking them.
We can't trust them. You know, they're going to go out. They're going to get lung cancer.
We don't want them to have the cigarettes they like. We're taking them off.
And so, Travis, what I said was, this is silly. It's silly nonsense to even bring up the black thing.
Yeah.
And people replied, well, I believe it was Jody replied to me, Travis, and he said, well, you know, black people, they don't like to go to the doctor. And so,
I don't like to go to the doctor.
Nobody likes to go to the doctor, Travis.
I haven't been to the doctor in years.
But the article said, oh well, you know, this affects black people more because, and it didn't really say why it affected black people more. And he said, which I guess he's an expert on black people, Travis. He said that black people don't like to go to the doctor.
Are you talking about Jody?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've known that about him for a long time.
Black people don't like to go to the doctor, and so that's why it affects them more. Because
the menthol is just the tip of the iceberg, because, you know, like cigars and cigarillos are like vodka now, where you can get any flavor cigar, and they're taking all those flavors away, too.
Well, and that's coming hot on the heels.
You can't get a peach whiteout. You can't get a fucking...
Oh, so it's a whole strike against
flavored
things?
Yeah, all flavors.
Yeah, they
you can't get a peach whiteout. You can't get a grape swisher. You can't get a wine fucking wood tip.
They already did that with the vapes, and now they're coming for the actual tobacco products, the cigars, cigarillos, all that shit.
Is that because of the blacks, or is that because it's
these things have been around since the beginning of time.
Appealing to children.
We were smoking grape Swisher Sweets when we were like 15 years old, you know, because they were tasty. I mean,
we were kind of the first generation to get them.
Yeah. But now they're, I don't understand because, first of all, if people want to inhale tobacco products, they're going to inhale whatever's left.
Hey, put a little flavoring on it yourself. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Travis, it's silly nonsense because they're not banning smoking. They're banning pleasant smoking.
Right.
They're making smoking less pleasant.
Exactly. Oh, you you usually like to smoke cools. Well, too bad. You now have to smoke filterless Lucky Strikes.
So
enjoy the cancer faster.
Maybe what we should do, Travis, we should leave smoking alone. We should. I mean, at this point, it's so difficult to smoke. Why even bother?
Well, there's only a couple cities you can actually smoke in.
So many people have already quit just for the fact that you can't smoke anywhere.
And I mean, aren't packs of cigarettes like $9 a piece now? They're stupid.
Depending on where you go up here, there are certain cigarettes that are over $10 a pack.
Yeah.
So, when I was
a young man before I was 18, like, we would go to the bowling alley just to smoke. Now you can't even smoke in the damn bowling alley.
There were certain places that, as a young man, you absolutely could smoke as an underage person at certain spots. Like, it didn't make you'd actually go to those spots with the cigarette machines, buy the cigarettes there, and then smoke.
Or I used to work at a Steak and Shake. Would smoke at the counter at 16 years old.
Oh, yeah.
In my Steak and Shake uniform and everything. Because, I mean, that was kind of...
The magic glass.
Yeah. Country Kitchen was always the place for underage smokers in our town. You go there and suck down cups of coffee and chain smoke cigarettes, and they didn't give a shit.
Okay, Travis.
Ooh. Are we moving on?
Oh, no. You know what, Travis? I'm not ready to move on yet. I played the sound effect prematurely because what I wanted to say is...
He's still mad about the menthol.
I am. I'm still mad about the menthol. Instead of making cigarettes... not even cigarettes. Making menthol cigarettes. Because we're doing this for the blacks, right?
Of course.
Why don't we just incentivize going to the fucking doctor?
Yeah, how about we just make sure that these black people who don't go to the doctor have health care and can get to the doctor?
There you go, Travis!
Boom. It's like, oh, the blacks don't have health care. Let's ban menthol cigarettes. Wait, how about we just get them health care?
Or just like if they have health care and they just don't like going to the doctor, why don't we try to remove the stigma of going to the doctor? Get regular checkups. Incentivize that.
Yeah. How about every time you go for a physical every year after the age of, say, 35, 40, it's like you get like $100 in your pocket.
You remember the movie The Fifth Element?
Yeah.
I would much rather
Dallas, multi-pass.
I'd much rather them do the cigarette-sized filter with the filter-sized cigarette than them take away my menthol, you sons of bitches.
Yeah,
you know what you're going to have to do? If this actually looks like it's close to being a thing, you're going to have to go to your local cigarette purchasing. You're going to have to buy like
cartons
400
cartons
of cigarettes.
Travis, I think on Twitter when I was in the middle of this argument, I created a character.
Is it Menthol Marvin?
Fucking Travis is already thinking about
Menthol
it.
Menthol Marvin's like, pretty good. Yeah, Travis, that just says that it ain't cool to go to the doctor. It ain't cool to go to the doctor.
It ain't cool to go to the doctor. You're only cool if you smoke cool.
Right. Travis's wheels are turning. He's like, how many cases of Newports can I buy?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. No, it was Neil the Newport Newt, Travis. Says it ain't like, cool to go to the doctor, but you know what is cool? The refreshing mint flavor of menthol Newport cigarettes. All right. I think I'm ready now.
All right.
Now, Travis.
Oh, I forgot my
pen. I like these
I forgot my pen and paper today.
Oh, you have stuff, Drunk?
No.
Are you being facetious?
I was going to tell you how many times you said Travis again today.
Well, I'm getting his attention.
I do like the transitions. They're fun sound effects. I'm excited for them.
Well, I'm working up.
Well, you can say drunk instead of Travis sometimes.
We said the blacks a lot during that one. So, I mean, that's a little bit better. Now, this is the heavy one, Travis. Did you happen to see, I tweeted the other day, there's a gal named Christiane Northrup who was banned from social media.
All of it?
Yeah. And I don't think that I agree with Christiane Northrup. She was doing a lot of the COVID stuff, and what she was saying was, now this seems silly, Trevor. She might be a silly goose. She's a trusted medical professional. She's been on Oprah like 300 times and the Today Show and Good Morning America 2020, all of them. She was on a list of the 100 most trusted people in America. But like she's had a lot of critical COVID stuff. And so they banned her.
Straight real quick before we get directly to the story, because it could change my mind, obviously. But this always seems to me to be very amusing when somebody like this, who is championed by the likes of Oprah, so all all housewives are really enjoying this person and put their trust in her. She's on lists saying this is a respected medical professional. What she has to say.
Yeah, she's a doctor. Really she's not some slouch.
Yeah, she's a doctor. She studied these things. We put our trust in her until she says something that goes against the grain.
And then she's gone, Travis. Now, here's the thing. What she said, and I don't think this is true, what she said, okay. But I think that she should be able to say what she wants. And I think that we should be able to hear what she says and say, and I think Northrop's being a bit of a silly goose. What she says is that there are cases, it's been out there, that people are getting vaccinated and like they aren't having problems, but like people who aren't vaccinated have been kind of hanging around them. It's fucked with their cycles, like the ladies, you know, they have their womanlies. And so like people who get vaccinated being around unvaccinated people is goofing up the unvaccinated people's cycles. And they were like, no, you can't be saying shit like that.
That is some weird next level.
It's
shit.
It's weird, Travis. It's weird.
That's a weird conclusion to jump to.
But shouldn't she be able to say it? And shouldn't we be able to like say, okay, Northrop's lost her marbles a little bit. It is a weird one.
It is America, right?
Right.
Or let her show her studies. Like, sure. Why did she jump to this conclusion? Well, I studied 100 women who were around vaccinated people, and all of their cycles were altered.
Right,
somehow.
But we're not waiting for that anymore. Like, Travis, how long was fucking Jenny McCarthy on some don't vaccinate your kids shit?
And that like, bitch is going nuts.
We made fun of her. But they didn't like silence her. She's on fucking network television right now. She's don't you think it's weird that we're shutting people up so quickly?
Yeah.
Like all these people that like got silenced because they questioned like the legitimacy of the election. Why is that weird? Why is it weird to question an election? You can agree with it or not agree with it.
And who I want to know how like who in the brain trust sits around at their oval table like they're the Justice League and decides, okay, we're going to deplatform her from every bit of social media because we don't like what she's saying to people. When all you could do is do that bullshit that Facebook does where they put a little disclaimer at the bottom said these claims haven't been substantiated.
It's just fucking weird. It's weird what's going on. And like I said it when they banned Alex Jones from everything, guys. I don't agree with anything Alex Jones says. Alex Jones is crazy.
The normal person realizes that he is an insane person. But you know what's also fun? Listening to Alex Jones talk because he's a lunatic.
It's weird that we're shutting all these people up.
There's a handful of people that are immune to this. Joe Rogan is immune to this, right? Like
but he's not.
When he got into trouble like a couple of weeks ago saying people under 20 shouldn't get vaccinated or whatever, and people lost their goddamn minds like, what are you trying to say? But he just went about his business and it blew over.
It's crazy though that he can't just say that and people can't just be like, okay, well, I don't agree with that.
Right. And I'll still urge my children that are 20 years old or younger to get vaccinated.
That was a huge story, Travis. And it's weird. It's weird that anybody even brought it up. Who gives a fuck what Joe Rogan thinks about 20-year-olds getting vaccinated?
Right. If he doesn't think they should, well, he should have the right to think that they shouldn't, and he should use his platform to you know, mention his opinion because that's his right. So don't listen to him.
And this Northrop lady, she might be crazy, Travis. Yeah. She might be completely wrong.
Or we might find out in 6 months she was right on the head and there's some weird ass nanotech in these vaccines that are fucking up periods.
You think of all these movies, all these thrillers that they release something to the paper that goes out and you know they say like at the end of like The Watchmen when so the newspaper gets a hold of Rorschach's journal.
Sure.
And apparently, you know, it just ends on that. And you're like, oh, well, obviously it's all going to get out now. But will it?
And then you see the follow up show, which shows that his journal did get out, which does contain the truth. And all the powers that be shut it down and made the people who believe it a fringe group.
Yeah. The guy who published it got fired, obviously. And everybody did, like, if you have different thoughts now, they shut you up.
Well, this is like it's like the classic horror movie scenario where, like, the kid in the house knows there's some kind of demonic spirit there, but nobody will believe the kid. They're like, that's nonsense. There's no such thing, until about an hour later when the mom gets her torso ripped off the bottom half of her body and the dad's like, oh shit, you're right. Saying that these lunatics are right, just saying that you need to have an open mind, or at least not shut up deferring opinions.
I'll tell you one thing, when they're so quick to shut up the deferring opinions, makes me believe them more.
Yeah, that is the thing where it's like, why are you trying so hard to shut this person up?
Yeah, why you if you ain't got nothing to hide, what do you give a shit if this one lady gets on and says that your cycle might get fucked up? Who cares?
Yeah. Let her say that and then do a bunch of studies that say, nope, look, here's all the information that says
get
that.
Get in the comments of her Instagram and you say, no, Christiane, you silly goose. Nobody's cycles are goofed up. You stop it. Debate.
And then continue on with your life.
But I'll tell you what, I think everybody's cycles are getting goofed up, Travis. I think it's real.
That's why else would they have shut her up?
They shut her up because they don't want us to know about the cycles.
This is Big Tampax doing this.
But if their cycles were goofed up, then Tampax would sell more Tampax. No, there would probably be a run on them. It would be like the toilet paper debacle.
Well, maybe they're trying to shut her up so the ladies are uncertain what's happening, so they buy more Tampax because they're never sure when their cycles are going to happen. This could be deep state shit.
Travis, I'll tell you what we're going to do.
Tell me. Cigarette.
We're going to... Drunk, you got some menthols?
What are you smoking? Marb Ments? Smoking Marb Menthols?
Today I have Pall Mall Menthol Silver.
Oh, you smoke whatever's cheapest, don't you?
Now, Travis, what happened with the last eBay thing is eBay started shutting down those Dr. Seuss things because they said you can't sell this Dr. Seuss stuff. So is that what they're going to do with the menthols?
Well, how long are they going to keep that up, though?
Well, in the first, you can't sell cigarettes on eBay. Oh. It's just not possible.
But you can on Craigslist, right?
Yeah, you could do Craigslist or like Facebook Marketplace, but yeah, eBay will not let you sell alcohol.
Can you sell some Lucy's, Travis?
No loose. Well, I could sit outside the Quick Trip and be like, hey, I know you used to smoke menthols. Got a couple packs in the back of my truck.
Dollar square.
See, even now you got to be worried about your hustles, Travis. Like, are you going to get stuck holding the bag with this Uncle Ben's? Are they even going to let you sell Uncle Ben's?
Dude, I sell what I fucking please. I find a way.
I'll go buy a new table. I just think it's silly that I have to.
If you're buying a table, then you're contributing to the problem that you're bringing up.
That's what I'm saying. I want to be green, Travis. It's not easy being green. All we make is disposable shit. So I gotta throw away my table with only one piece of glass missing from it.
Love
Live.
Online and on your smartphone.
Strangelabel.com.
ZipRecruiter finds candidates for your job postings quick. But considering a metric fuckton of people are out of work, if you're having a hard time finding someone, maybe your company blows and nobody wants to work there. Hi, I'm Mike, CEO of ZipAdvisor. We visit your dumb campus and tell you your coffee sucks and your managers don't know what the fuck they're doing, and other helpful criticisms your employees no doubt are afraid to tell you. Not that you give a fuck, as your goal is not to find quality candidates, just obedient worker bees. So let's not do this. Pay us half what you would have paid a recruiter, hire some door cappy for a gig, and get Panera for everyone like once a month. ZipAdvisor. We won't tell if you don't.
WFOD!
It was a day like any other.
You know, honey, maybe this trip to Australia would be good for us. Get away from it all. Just you, me, and the dogs.
The government has started the clock. Mr. Depp has 48 hours to comply or his dogs will be euthanized.
Boo! Pistol! Get in the car, Muffins! They're coming!
One man must face an entire regime who only want one thing. To kill his dogs. Dan Furnicase is the Prime Minister.
Bring me the heads of those fucking dogs.
Dan Furnicase is Johnny Depp.
Boo, pistol, swing to safety in my voluminous scarves.
Dan Furnicase is the dogs. In Dog Gone.
Once again, WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Guys, phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype.
WFOD's nuts.
Ha! Travis, did you see the Josh fight?
I saw a little bit of that. Yeah, a bunch of Joshes got together, beat the shit out of each other.
With pool noodles.
That's fun. These were all adult people too, right?
Well, the Josh that won, Travis, was a young boy. I guess they decided they couldn't beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So he won just by their good graces. Because, I mean, like, grown men, they could have took that Josh.
You'd think so.
That little Josh. But they didn't, because Josh is a good guy.
Also, these are grown men staging a fight with dudes that just happen to have the same name as them. So maybe they couldn't have took that young boy.
I like the spirit of it, Travis. I like when people just do silly things.
Yeah, I do too. I do. I can't remember what that famous flash mob thing was that was on the internet for like a good solid year and a half, where they would do like these amazing flash mobs in like public places. Like, it was always super fun to see how super well organized they were, and it was just a bit of lighthearted fun that I feel like we're lacking, you know, nowadays.
The thing with the Area 51, where we thought that they were going to storm Area 51, but really they just kind of showed up and were a bunch of goofs.
Waved at the fences.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody thought that, you know, the Josh fight was going to shed any blood. I'm sure everybody knew it was just going to be a good time.
Would have been a lot of fun, though, if they did really get into it and start beating the hell out of each other like Fight Club.
How many Joshes could there really be?
Oh, hundreds of thousands.
You think there's that many?
Yeah.
That's really too many. We should have more variety in our names.
yeah, I agree with you to a certain extent until the names get out of control, you know?
Like what Elon Musk did with the...
Yeah,
that's... I think there's an equal sign in that. Don't put equal signs in it. Don't do that.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Let us be able to pronounce it. If you're going to name your kid something fucked up, at least make it phonetically appealing so you know... Because your kid's just going to hate you. I'm going to go through my whole life having to correct people or tell people how to pronounce my name. Why put that burden on your child?
What we need is some trailblazers, Travis. We need to open the door to new and exciting things. We need to have some crazy names just to get the ball rolling on crazy names.
Obviously, it would be fun to name your kid like something like Cherry Daddy, right? Like,
yeah, that'd be great.
Or that's fine because you can say it. But don't be putting symbols in your kid's name.
And then after a while, Cherry Daddy won't be so weird. Once there's a few Cherry Daddies, and we're like, okay, we're just having fun with it now.
In 30 years, there's going to be a second grade class that's got four Cherry Daddies in it. They're going to have to call them Cherry Daddy M, Cherry Daddy D, Cherry Daddy A, you know?
Drunk, you name your kid Cherry Daddy?
I wouldn't know.
You gotta name it something traditional, like Chris.
We've decided not to have kids, but
thank God.
If we were struck with the burden, they would be named after English names of nobility.
Oh, like Prince Charles? You'd name your kid Prince Charles?
No, I would name my kid like Duke or Earl.
That's pretty good.
Or Duke of Earl.
Duke.
Sir.
Oh, that's good.
Duchess.
So you're going to give your kid just a royal name?
King Ralph?
Like Prince?
I wouldn't do King or Prince. But
I would do Prince.
Like Duke or Earl or...
That's pretty good. Travis,
Prime Minister.
I want to share my pick of the week. I know it's early, but I...
Are we going early?
Well, I pulled a clip of it.
Let's discuss.
Travis, my pick of the week this week, some band re-recorded the Mortal Kombat techno remix.
Oh, wonderful.
But they paid Gilbert Gottfried on Cameo to do all of the lines.
Like so, finish him and shit?
So they have...
Oh, I
they
love
have
this
cameo video of Gilbert Gottfried doing all the Mortal Kombat lines.
This is wonderful.
I want you to hear a little bit of this.
Test your might. Test your might.
And he does all the names too, and
that is fucking genius.
He calls Scorpion Scorpio.
Play more,
and it's just fine. Like they didn't go back and change. They didn't call Gilbert Gottfried and say, "No, you didn't say Scorpion right."
No,
they just put Scorpio in there.
Yeah, you leave it as is. That is amazing.
It's pretty great, Travis. I tweeted it a couple of days ago. So
give me a little bit more. You got a little more?
No, I pulled what I pulled.
Ah, damn it.
It's so great, though, because they have the cameo. You could tell it's a cameo video.
These are people using cameo for the good of the people.
I don't even know if that's allowed. There's a whole lot of rules on cameo, Travis. I don't know. I've seen...
What are you going to do? Take my cameo away that he already did for me and I have on my computer?
That's true. What are they going to do? Take your cameo away? Or they're going to ban your account so you can't buy more cameos?
Yeah, I already got what I wanted. Gilbert Gottfried doing the Mortal Kombat thing. I created this fucking account just to do that. But besides, I'll just make a new account under Cherry Daddy 2.
Cherry Daddy. Did you see the guy... His wife got attacked by a bobcat.
Fake, right?
Oh, yeah, and he fucking just whipped that thing across the yard.
Had to have been fake.
It's fake.
Did they prove that it's fake?
Well, no. Everybody's saying, oh, wow, look, this guy fought off a bobcat. It's fucking fake. I pulled this.
Good morning.
Now, that good morning is fucking fake. If anything else in the video is real, okay. But that good morning was fake as fuck.
I mean, all good mornings are fake, aren't they?
Listen to this. Listen to this.
Good morning.
He's just saying that to like a jogger. Now, in the whole goddamn thing down in the left-hand corner is the Vivint logo. I think this is viral marketing for Vivint.
Is that a porn studio?
No,
it's like a doorbell company.
A security place. But I guess, actually, we have Vivint. We have a Vivint security system. We don't have the cameras, though. We just have the regular security system. But listen to this.
Good morning. I need to wash my car.
That's fake, right?
Oh, that didn't sound real.
Now, everyone thinks this is real, but they're wrong. Listen to this ridiculous bobcat sound effect.
Did
I just hear the Wilhelm scream?
The funny thing about me watching viral videos is I watch them at work, so I never have the sound on.
Yeah.
So I saw this thing, and I was like, oh, yeah, look, that guy threw a bobcat across the yard, and then I clicked out and did a little bit of work. Listening to that, and then he shouted, oh, a bobcat.
It's like he has to tell the fake camera what it is he's fighting. Like,
do those ring doorbell things, do they have audio?
It seems kind of preposterous, but I could have swore this might be doctored, Travis, because I could have swore I heard the Wilhelm scream. Hold on just a second. That was the Wilhelm scream. Somebody edited this. This is fake.
Somebody obviously added that because that was legitimately the Wilhelm scream.
When he throws the bobcat,
just fell into the Sarlacc pit.
Well, let me ask you another thing too.
When he throws the bobcat Wilhelm screams drunk.
Oh, a bobcat.
How many bobcats have you seen?
I've seen zero bobcats.
Travis?
One.
Exactly. Bobcats are like,
they're not just out running around.
And they don't want to be by
And
you.
When they see people, they go the other way.
Yeah, they especially don't want to be in your garage. So if you open the garage, they're getting the fuck out
of
there.
This
And they're not going to attack you. They're just going to go.
This bobcat runs across the street and is like, I see this woman, I'm going to get her. If a bobcat was attacking me, first of all, I wouldn't know it was a bobcat.
Oh, a bobcat.
I mean, later you tell me it's a bobcat, I'd be like, oh.
Then bobcats aren't really that much bigger than your regular house cat.
Right. I'd be like, okay, it was a bobcat? Wow, that's crazy. I wouldn't like be identifying the animal
especially
that was attacking
in the
me.
Moment.
Yeah, I'd be punching it in the face and trying not to die.
Right. Just for the benefit of everybody around me. Oh, a bobcat.
Guys, just so you know, this is a bobcat. And second of all, a goddamn bobcat makes this sound. That's fake bobcat. Travis, I might not have found the original video.
Get up! Get up! Get up! Get up! Get up! Blessing! Watch out! Oh, shoot that fucker! Get out! Watch out! Watch out! It's a bobcat! Take my wife! A bobcat!
Did he just say a bobcat tried to take my wife?
Attack his wife.
Oh.
And the bobcat didn't try to attack his wife. The bobcat fucking attacked his wife. Unless it's a fake bobcat, which I believe it is.
Yeah, this is... We're done with this.
Yeah.
This guy.
So, what the great thing about this video is, Trevor, is it ends with him pulling out a gun to go shoot the bobcat who's trying to eat his wife. And so it has everything. Like, the people can... debate gun control. Like, you know, the only thing that can protect a good guy with a gun from a bobcat is a good guy with a gun, right?
Why didn't he take the gun out right away?
Well, he did once he threw the bobcat and it Wilhelm screamed.
Oh.
Because then, like, the bobcat immediately started going after his wife again.
So he couldn't get the gun out originally until he identified, oh, it's yeah. a bobcat.
He's holding the bobcat in his hands.
As you do.
And then he throws the bobcat. And then the bobcat continues its attack.
By the way, bobcat, worth serious money.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
For what? Their pelts?
Yeah.
And their meat.
You make a bobcat coat?
Well, jerky. I mean, their pelts are worth some serious.
Yeah. You use all of it. You jerky, you use the testicles for
No, this isn't real, though, right? We don't eat bobcats.
Why wouldn't you?
I've never once in my life seen bobcat meat for sale anywhere.
You know, go to the right places. You're going to Trader Joe's or Cub Foods or some shit.
Bobcat meat recipes. I'll be damned. Let's see. How to cook bobcat.
There you go.
Flavorful felines make great fare if you prepare them correctly.
Low and slow, baby.
No, that's gross.
Nah, you haven't
tried
it.
Would you say it was gross if it was 100 years ago?
No, then I'd be hungry. So that's another thing that I was not getting a lot of traction on is that the bobcat video is fake. Because people were saying, look, you could see. No,
fake as fuck. I smelled that right away.
Now that I hear the audio, it's ridiculous.
You can see. And I mean, like, you know, I've seen the Rock jump off a building onto a helicopter, you know.
That's more believable than this.
Yeah, the Rock really jumps off buildings onto helicopters. The movie magic.
Yeah, he was the best friends with like a 50-foot white ape.
Do you remember like a year ago we talked to that guy who said that he made a movie in the daytime and then just made it night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it wasn't nighttime, it was daytime. You saying they can't make a fake bobcat?
It's especially easy to do with this shitty quality doorbell cam footage. Like, if this was back in the day and you were looking like a VHS, like, you could be the worst special effects guy with a shitty computer and make it look real if you're using garbage footage.
Nowadays, it's probably harder because shit's clearer, but you could make bad stuff.
Well, yeah, there were moments in Godzilla Kong that were too clear for what they were trying to do. Most of the special effects look great, but there were certain times where it's like, this is too crystal clear for me to believe this goddamn ape is fighting this goddamn lizard.
So if we've advocated for anything, I think it is to make shittier videos.
Yeah, shittier quality, man.
Yeah, like, we've gone too far. Let's go back some.
Mm-hmm. You don't need a 4K camera at your hip. Bust out that shoulder VHS cam and then... it'll be easier to get people to believe you.
There was probably some folks that really benefited from shit being kind of blurry.
Guaranteed. That Sasquatch video is one of them.
Yeah. And I mean, like, some folks Sasquatch just don't need to be in HD. Oh. Put them in standard definition.
Your local news will show you that.
they're bringing back cassette tapes, which cassette tapes sound like shit, but...
Yeah, garbage.
The hipsters like them for some reason. I don't know why. They're silly.
This is amazing. This is we're getting closer to DVDs being worth something, and I'm going to profit like a motherfucker.
Oh, we're going to go back to DVD because Blu-ray was too far?
Yeah, I think you know, we've gotten to the VHS craze. There's, like you said, the cassette craze. We already did the vinyl thing. Now we're to cassettes. We'll eventually get to CDs, physical media CDs. We've gotten to VHS, so we'll eventually get to DVDs because Blu-rays are too new. And then I'm finally going to be able to sell my DVD and CD collection and retire.
Just hold on to them. Put them in a bag with a board so that they stay pristine. Drunk, do you have what you would say? Oh, hold on. I don't know if you missed mine, Drunk, but this is my pick. Yeah, Drunk, do you have a pick of the week?
Yeah, Drunk's pick of the week, tomorrow, best day of May, Cinco Day.
Oh, Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Right.
I'm gonna get me a nice.
I prefer Miracle Whip.
Crunchy taco and enchilada combo and
Taco Bell.
Sip me a margarita and
you gonna do all the Mexican things that white people do on Cinco de Mayo? Yep.
Drunk, I thought you made your own Mexican feast for Cinco de Mayo.
I did last year.
You're not doing it this year?
Well, last year was COVID.
So you couldn't make Mexican food last year?
No, I had to make Mexican food last year.
Oh, so now you don't have to, so you're going to buy it. Yep. I got it.
Yep. So now, maybe I'll wait till next week.
Well, what's wrong, John? Got something on your noggin there?
Well, so obviously I've been staring at this wall the whole episode.
Guys, we've moved Dubfod Studios. I don't think we mentioned that. I have a spare bedroom that used to just have a big wall of DVDs. Like I have a DVD wall of shelves, and I've moved our broadcasting stuff into this room so that like we have a permanent location.
How's the color, drunk, by the way?
I love the color. I love everything about it. I love everything.
I picked out
zombie black.
Yeah, well, it's gray, but it's a very dark gray. And it's actually darker on the walls than it was on the color. But the color is called zombie, and I was like, "Oh, well, that's fun."
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I painted the walls, guys.
We got the nice little foamy soundproofing material on the one wall.
The stuff that podcasters get.
Which you can tell, too, because like it used to be when Drunk would speak away from his microphone, it would get really echoey and shitty. But now when he does the drunk thing where he speaks away from the microphone, it actually still sounds pretty
good. He's been
damn
a podcaster
good.
For 10 years. Travis haven't figured it out yet.
We'll never.
Drunk has been staring at my DVD wall through the whole show, just staring at the DVDs like he's been hypnotized by them.
What you forgot to mention is, so he took them all down to paint the wall.
And to shorten the shelves.
At one point, these were in alphabetical order, and now they're kind of half-assed in alphabetical order.
But also remember the feeling of going to a video store and just staring at DVDs.
Oh, sure.
How great that felt. That's probably part of it. It is mesmerizing to look at.
I'm bringing it up. I have to.
Okay, bring it up, John.
So I noticed we have Terminator 1, Terminator 2, Terminator 3, and then over here is Terminator Salvation.
Right.
Where's Jen Wyses?
I don't.
Oh, he didn't buy that.
Where's Dark Fate?
I don't have either of those.
You already went 4D.
I might have Jen Wyses.
You got to complete the collection. If you're already 4D,
I stopped that Salvation as well.
Oh, come
well,
on.
Here's the thing: I shared that sentiment for a lot of things. What I have a problem with is if I have gaps in the middle. Like when I had Saw 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6, that haunted me. But like, I don't have 7 and 8, and that's fine.
Sure.
But like that I have a gap in the collection. So if
I was all the way up to Saw 6 and I was done, and then my wife got me Saw Chapter 7 on Blu-ray, and I was like, oh, cool. I'm glad you got me this, but I don't need to go out and get Jigsaw.
My sister re-gifted me a random season of New Girl.
That's some dirty shit.
Like she somebody gave her. I know that she didn't go like
New Girl season 3.
Yeah, I know she didn't go buy me season 3 of New Girl. You know, somebody gifted her.
Why
that.
Would you do that? Why would you buy somebody a later season of the show if you think they like it and you know they don't have it, you get them season 1.
Right. And so I don't have seasons 1 and 2, but for some reason I have season 3 and Travis, this was many years ago when New Girl was still on television. It haunts me to this day because I just remember it sometimes. I'm like, why do I have season 3 and not 1 and 2?
It's easier to just donate season 3 to Goodwill than it is to buy season 1 and 2.
Right, because I'm never going to watch them. I mean, this room has been a complete waste for the entire time we've lived here, because we just have all this shit in here that we don't watch. We don't watch any of these movies.
You have Netflix.
Yeah, we have Netflix.
Well, that's the thing, and that's why you talk about why do you have Terminator 1, 2, 3, and Salvation, is because Salvation came at a time when Blu-ray was the way to watch movies, and it came before streaming. So now Gen Wisis came out in a time of streaming, so you don't need Gen Wisis anymore.
Yeah, I mean, earlier, Laura wanted to watch, what's that, 13 Days, the movie where John Krasinski decided he's an action man? 13 Days. She wanted to watch that, and she was saying, oh, this isn't on streaming. I was like, we probably have it on DVD.
Yeah. Up to a certain point, I probably own it. And that's what I was saying. We're moving our bedroom into the room that we had all of the totes and racks of DVDs in. So I had to clear out that room. And as I'm carrying out the racks and stacking up the totes full of DVDs, I said, this is a ridiculous amount of movies for somebody to own. And obviously I had an addiction for many years. And now I guess we just live with this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Me and my lady still buy DVDs and Blu-rays.
I still buy Blu-rays once in a while, especially the good ones, you know, where you have certain boutique labels like Shout Factory, Scream Factory and things where they're still actually putting out movies with special features. Now, most of the movies that come out that you can buy at Walmart you'll be lucky if they have like the preview for the movie. But, you know, there's still something to be said about buying a movie that still has behind the scenes and cast interviews and all that kind of stuff.
And too, like you said,
commentator version.
It's only a matter of time before all this stuff is worth something again, right?
Yeah, and just wait till somebody fucking shoots off like a EMP pulse and streaming is fucked and now what
right,
do you do?
Right. We're going to trade this shit for bobcat meat. Be like, hey, I have still waiting the sequel to Waiting. How about you let me get a little bit of bobcat meat?
I noticed Still Waiting before Waiting. I was like, don't tell me this motherfucker is still waiting, but not actually. Hey,
trust me, drunk. By next week, all of this is going to be alphabetized. Because
I have Wake Up Ron Burgundy, the alternate cut of Anchorman. How many bottles of water can I get for that?
Well, so my next question was going to be...
Entertainment will be at a premium because all of these people took all this shit to Goodwill.
You got a pretty good amount of games here. Do you still have all these systems?
I think that I have a whole bunch of PlayStation 2 games. I don't know if I still... Well, I still have my PlayStation 2 because I know I didn't like throw it in the trash or give it away, but I don't know where it is.
Or if it works.
It might be in my garage, which means it might not work. I know that I still have all those stupid plastic Guitar Hero instruments out in my garage.
I was about to say, I saw Beatles Rock Band in there.
And I don't think any of those work.
Hold on to the PS2 games until the PS6 comes out, and you might be in the money because... It doesn't take but a few generations of game consoles to come out before the earlier games are worth money.
Oh, so what I'm looking at isn't necessarily like a wall of wasted
no, I don't think
money.
So.
This is like, an investment.
It's an investment. It's your Fort Knox.
But yeah, I saw the Beatles Rock Band on there. I was like, oh, dude, fuck yeah.
That game was so fun. Those games were so much fun.
Dude, we'd have people over every weekend and play.
Guys, I have a screen porch on my deck, right? Like, so off the back of my house, I have a bi-level, so the deck is on the second level. I have a screen porch on that second level. I had a TV, a receiver, and speakers out there. So with or without other people around, the best place to be was in the screen porch in the spring, summer, fall, blaring Rock Band or Guitar Hero as loud as I can and playing Trooper by Iron Maiden out there at like fucking 11:30 at night, just fucking blasting
Fuck,
that thing.
Man, those were the days, weren't they?
God, that was so much fun.
Why did that go away? Why is that not the thing that we're all doing now?
Everything has its cycles, man. It'll come back around.
I hope so.
Trav, pick of the week, buddy.
Two picks of the week. I'm going to deviate. Sorry, I'm going to do it. Pick of the week, number one, you might have heard of it. It is the new television series on Amazon Prime, Them. about a black family who moves to Compton. I think one of the first black families who moves to Compton. This is supposed to be a horror flick. It is. Everybody in this show does such an amazing job. It is impossible to watch without feeling horrible. There is a character in
here. Concerned.
It's rough. It's very, very rough. And there's actually an episode. It starts out. I don't want to spoil anything. It's just a family relocates, I believe, from one of the Carolinas over to the West Coast because the husband gets a job. But obviously, we're in pretty racist times back then. 50s
or something like that, right?
It starts
a lot of
supernaturally
Newport smoking, huh?
There's a lot of cigarettes. Cools
back then, cools.
But these people did not enjoy this family moving into the neighborhood, so obviously kind of the pushback starts to happen. And then slowly supernatural elements start to leak in. There's a weird subplot about why they left, where they came from. And I say weird when I really mean horrible to watch and think about for days after you see it. It is not a pleasant show. But it is a very, very well done show. I have two episodes left because it is not something you want to binge.
What
but
is
it
this
is something
on?
That's Amazon. Amazing to watch.
Amazon? And it's called Them?
On Amazon Prime. It's great and also awful at the same time. So I very much recommend Them on Amazon Prime. Like I said, it's not a bingeable show. One episode a day, if you're lucky, is good enough. And then you're like, you kind of live with it for a few days and you're like, all right, I can do another one. But on a lighter note, I want to say that Spontaneous is a motion picture that just dropped on Hulu starring Catherine Langford, who was Hannah Baker in 13 Reasons Why. The plot is essentially a high school senior class starts to have children explode.
Oh, saw that.
Did you watch it?
I saw that movie. Yeah, that movie was fun.
It's great.
It was a fun movie.
It's very emotional. Like the premise starts out like just like these kids have to wonder what the hell's going on where these where their classmates are spontaneously combusting and just exploding into big blood sacks.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of a coming of age movie too, where these two students find each other because they don't know if it's the end of their life, and then turns kind of emotional. And it's a fun movie, and then it's an emotional movie, and then it kind of really ends up exactly where you want it. So Spontaneous on Hulu is my second pick of the week. I couldn't narrow it down to one, so you get two.
Yeah, I guess I'll do a second pick of the week too, Travis. The Tina Turner documentary on HBO. It's great.
Pretty good?
Yeah, that and Mortal Kombat. It's fucking stupid, but it's great.
That was my exact thought about Mortal Kombat. I got done with it. I'm like, this movie was not good, and I loved it.
Oh, yeah, it was fucking stupid.
The movie was good if you're in it for what it is, which is mindless entertainment.
Just be like...
Now, if you want to be a nerd out on Mortal Kombat lore, and then you're going to hate it.
Guys, Kombat lore is stupid.
It's super interchangeable. You want to read some Mortal Kombat comic books? You want to watch Mortal Kombat animated movies? All of the lore is different from medium to medium. So if really all you want to watch is a bunch of people punch the shit out of each other and then some people explode and whatnot.
Right.
The HBO movie,
all the story is great. Dumb.
Kano, hilarious.
Oh, yeah, he was great. And
so good. He was so good.
Cabal was great.
Yeah. Cabal was great. Mortal Kombat, the movie was not good. You'll love it.
I think we're all three in consensus with that, too.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
No, the story of Mortal Kombat is stupid. They were like, let's make a fighting game. They're like,
Mortal Kombat it.
Should there be a reason that they're fighting? And be like, I guess.
Yeah, we can fake something.
Great movie. 3 out of 5 stars.
Yeah. These two guys that we just changed one color on them. Yeah, they hate each other. They're in different ninja groups.
Is there a reason why? Well, maybe, kind of.
No, let's make a green one. It'll be easy. Design day's over.
Oh, look, he's a lizard. Awesome. It's fucking stupid, and it's also awesome.
Right.
Which is the thing. You can do that.
Yeah. You can make things that are stupid.
You certainly can.
And be awesome.
Yeah. Turn it up, put it on your surround sound, and enjoy the ridiculousness.
I would go so far as to say this is pretty stupid.
But some people are entertained by this.
Yeah. Or not.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Either way, keep on listening.
Keep on listening. We'll be back next week, guys. Thanks.
Motto, keep on listening.
I'm Bill Dan.
Mortal Kombat!
It's about to be a white boy summer.
So, where are we at on our t-shirts?
What t-shirts?
Old girl never responded to you once you told her what we wanted.
That fucking lady.
You never followed up.
She emailed me seven times. Andrea with two E's.
And then you emailed her a t-shirt design and she ghosted you.
Andrea from TeePublic.
They expect
emailed me
you
seven times, Travis.
I went to the site. They expect you to like create an account and shit.
Let's support each other.
It's like, why are you emailing me to help me out if you expect me to go and do all the work?
Hey there, have you had a chance to check out some of the other merch stores we've created for podcasts? We are completely free to use, and we print on demand, so there are no costs to work with us and no risk of setting up inventory. Plus, you will get dedicated account management to handle, an actual human, in parentheses, to handle any day-to-day. Keep in mind, she emailed me seven times, Travis. And so I replied, Travis designed a Dildanon t-shirt.
Yep.
It was beautiful, Travis.
Amazing.
Your artwork.
I appreciate it.
Was fantastic.
Thank you very much.
And you said, send her this. And so I replied, Andrea with two E's, please make this t-shirt and send us all the money. Thank you. And sent her the Dildanon shirt that Travis designed. And she didn't respond.
It's been like a week. She was emailing very frequently.
Right.
And then we finally email her a t-shirt design saying, give us the money for this shirt. And she just
stopped. She's busy. She's busy.
Yeah, maybe she's going on vacation.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. To enjoy our back catalog, visit WFODshow.com and be sure to share the show with a friend. Thank you to our Patreon sponsors for their continued support, Amanda Napier, Liquid Lozenge, Valerie Carpenter, and Brian Kranz. If you would like to donate to keep this pirate ship afloat, visit patreon.com/WFODix. Follow us on social media, email any one of us with our name at WFODshow.com, or leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. A thank you also goes out to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music we used this week. Until next time, signing off. Goodbye.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.